People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
All across the United States, working families are living farther and farther away from where they work in order to afford housing. The implications are really significant when you consider the traffic and the air pollution that result. And that's just the beginning. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, where today my guest is Janine Cuneo, Vice President of the Urban Land Institute Terwilliger Center for Workforce Housing. In her work at the center, Janine supports the development of housing that's affordable to moderate-income workers, people like teachers, nurses, firefighters, government workers, and police officers, who enable the rest of us to have a decent quality of life. Janine, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how the Terwilliger Center addresses this pretty universal challenge.
Definitely. I think what I always like to talk about first is, what is workforce housing? We hear a lot in the media about affordable housing, as well as what many of us use as market rate. But really, what is this workforce housing that the center is focused on? And that is housing that is affordable to households earning 60% to approximately 120% of the area median income. And workforce housing really fills the gap between market rate housing that is increasingly unaffordable to live in and affordable housing that is maybe not enough, but still has some support by public sector subsidy programs.
So what percentage of the population is this?
You know, these statistics flow in and out. And why we say this is, it's approximately about 40% of the population. And we're actually only looking in high-cost cities and in urban centers. So workforce housing for some communities, for example, in the Heartland, don't really maybe have a workforce housing issue, but they have a very severe affordable housing issue, i.e. the gap between the market rate and the affordable is really not large. But in some of these larger, high-cost urban centers, such as Washington, D.C., San Francisco's, Boston's, they do have an increasing gap that is really not supported either through public sector subsidy programs or just by private sector development. And therefore, we have an issue of drive till you qualify.
I'm not even going to ask why these happen to be the cities that I find myself in throughout my life. Now, I understand that you conducted a study in the Washington, D.C. area showing just how much it costs for people to commute to work. What did you learn from that?
We learned quite a bit. Some is intuitive, and some is very much specific to the neighborhoods and communities in which people are living. We started the study based on a premise that housing located far from transit and employment centers places a heavy financial strain on working families in these high-cost communities and will have a negative effect on the entire regional economy. And what we did is we worked with the Center for Housing Policy and the Center for Neighborhood Technology to issue a report called the Beltway Burden. And this is just in the greater Washington, D.C. metro area. And we document the challenges faced by area working families who, as I mentioned before, are forced to drive till they qualify for housing, which in turn incurs higher transportation costs. And important to note here is that those transportation costs eventually erode their housing cost savings. And so, therefore, people and families are falling victim to this combined housing transportation cost burden that constitutes, on average, nearly 47% of the area median income. So what we did is we measured the combined housing transportation costs for 22 areas within this Washington region. And in general, it finds that increases in transportation costs starts offsetting housing savings when families locate roughly about 15 miles from their employment centers. And what we did is we noticed that region-wide households spend an average of $23,000 on housing and $13,000 on transportation annually. Therefore, an estimated 60% of households have either high housing cost burdens, high transportation cost burdens, or both.
Is part of your work to look at policy solutions to these problems?
We do twofold. Part of our work is to put forth the data and the information in both a way that our consumers, i.e. you and I, can understand this information and can really detail out these housing costs, but it's also in a way that we're hoping to engage public sector officials and policy makers to think about what could be some of these solutions around this heavy cost burden that many of our families deal with in this community.
I understand your website features a cost calculator that allows people to figure out what it would really cost them to move to various suburbs in the D.C. area. How does that work?
Great. I'm glad you mentioned our cost calculator. It's been one of our favorite features. I think people are very engaged by this. In essence, it allows people, you and I, to examine the relationship of where we live to what we spend on housing and transportation. Until now, individuals only knew the cost of housing, really, when moving into a new neighborhood. But this tool allows consumers to estimate true transportation costs as well. And important to note here that this transportation cost estimate in the calculator is more than just the cost of commuting to and from work. As we know, transit is a lot more expensive than just commuting costs. It's also our daily errands, our school trips, and other travels. And therefore, we developed a partnership with the Center for Neighborhood Technology, the Twilliger Center Cost Calculator. And it allows users to input their current home and work addresses and make that an editable feature to what their current household makeup is and compare their current housing and transportation costs to ones that they would incur if they choose to change their home and or work addresses.
Sounds great. Now, Janine, I think we'd all agree that similar challenges exist in metropolitan areas all across the country, but I have to believe that there are different cost dynamics that are at play in different areas. Are you planning to conduct similar studies in other parts of the U.S.?
Yes, we're very excited to announce that we secured funding to do two more studies, one in San Francisco, the nine-county Bay Area region, and the other in Boston, Massachusetts region. We do believe that the issues of driving till they qualify, especially in high-cost regions, has really eroded housing cost savings. And therefore, we feel San Francisco and Boston will be able to demonstrate some of the same issues, but as you mentioned before, very different dynamics with respect to the housing context as well as political arenas of what these communities have.
If you had to speculate, what would you anticipate the results being in other areas? Let's use San Francisco as an example.
It's a great example. We're just at the beginning of that study, and we hope to release that in fall of 2009. And we're just kind of initially pulling back, the research, finding out what the details are. I think some of the initial context in which we are seeing is that they, too, have a unique transit system like Washington, D.C., and have done some very good transit-oriented development around key stations, but not all of the stations. And again, these key transit areas are the places where compact development is at its finest. And therefore, we really need, and will probably be demonstrating and encouraging, more transit-oriented development around those lines.
So, Janine, will you come back on the Affordable Housing Podcast when the San Francisco area study is completed?
We look forward to it.
So then I'll get really depressed, right, about my commute. Well, I grew up in Boston. My son lived in Washington, D.C. for a few years, and now I live in the San Francisco area. So you've certainly got me covered on all of this. Let's tell people how they can find the Housing and Transportation Cost Calculator online.
We'd love to. It's www.uli.org/cost calculator.
Excellent. Janine Cuneo, former Presidential Management Fellow for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, now Vice President for the Urban Land Institute, Terwilliger Center for Workforce Housing. Thanks for joining us today on the Affordable Housing Podcast.
Thank you very much.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.